Jerry Bader's show, 1023. By the way, a listener is absolutely beside himself. WTF, Jerry, really? Dayton had the guts to raise taxes, not the guts the way Scott Walker raised revenue? That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, how courageous is it for a liberal to raise taxes, really? All right, I got to do this quickly. Radio Jeopardy. We'll be giving away, as soon as I get my hands on one, a certificate for dining in the Green Bay area. So, wherever you're listening, that's going to be the prize. And if you travel to the Green Bay area and you're not from the Green Bay area, that's fine. Otherwise, you can just play for fun, play along, whatever. The Radio Jeopardy category is radio. We've never done that, have we, Jason? The Radio Jeopardy category is radio, which is hard to say. So I won't say it a lot. The Radio Jeopardy answer is 749,633. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Jason, do you have a clue in the world? 749,633. Radio Jeopardy category is radio, which is just hard for me to say, but that is the Radio Jeopardy category is radio. The Radio Jeopardy answer is 749,633. That's not correct, but it might be close. I don't know. I don't know the answer to what Jason put up there. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. All right, a friend of the show wants to give this a try. Gary, go ahead.
Just for fun, and even if I do win it, you give it to surprise to somebody else.
Okay.
How many radio stations across the United States of America?
It's about 15,000.
Oh, see, I was real close.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to guess that. So a commercial radio station, somewhere between 15 and 16,000 in the United States of America. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. Radio Jeopardy category is radio. Radio Jeopardy answer is 749,633. To Candace in Green Bay, remember Candace, the form of a question. Go ahead.
How many times was Blurred Lines played last year?
How the hell did you find that?
Googled it.
You Googled it and you got that? You got, what did you, tell me how you Googled it. What did you put in Google?
I just put the number and radio.
And it gave you the Wall Street Journal report?
Yeah.
Oh, I knew I should have said about 750,000. Damn it. Congratulations, Candace. That's how many times Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines was played on the radio in 2013. Well, listen, I didn't say you couldn't Google. Besides, I knew I was tight on time, and I figured somebody was going to have to Google it. Hang on, Candace, okay? Jason's going to get some information from you.
Thank you.
You bet. Yes. Now, here's the next question. Robin Thicke's Blurred Lines, a controversial song in some circles. Some believe it's a pro-rape or a date rape song, was played on U.S. radio 749,633 times. As my boss likes to say, a number is just a number until you compare it with another number. So is that a lot? The answer is it's a hell of a lot. 10 years ago, the number one song of 2003, Three Doors Down's When I'm Gone, 442,160. Not quite double, but approaching the neighborhood of double. Now, I know this all sounds like radio speak, but let me tell you why it's kind of a big deal. Here's another Radio Jeopardy question that I could have done, but it would have been answered very, very quickly. What is the number one complaint that music format radio stations receive? Play the same songs, especially hit radio, contemporary hit radio, as we call it today, CHR. Play the same song over and over and over. The response that radio programmers will give you, and I know because I work with a number of them and I talk with them, they'll say, yeah, but you listen to it. It doesn't hurt their ratings. their library, total library of a typical contemporary hit radio station, probably about 250 to 300 songs. So in a 24/7 week, you're going to hear those hot songs over and over and over and over. The contemporary hit radio station in this market, I swear in 2013, every time I turned on the station here in town, WIXX, I swear I heard Blurred Lines. I just, what is the annual salary of a talk show host? That was a guess, huh? Jason is chuckling over there. That's the number one complaint. According to the Wall Street Journal report, the reason stations are doing this, and I didn't get a chance to talk to program directors today, this is how they're fighting Pandora, Spotify, and all of that. They've actually gotten very nervous that if they play unfamiliar tunes, people will tune out. Because they have all of these options, these digital options, what they get out of local radio is familiarity. Jason, you're in radio. Does that make sense or not make sense to you? That now these songs have an even what we call a higher burn rate. They're playing them even more often 10 years ago. Jason says you can never be afraid of the new. You're cannibalizing. And at the end of the day, you got to keep moving forward. I would be inclined to agree with that. Here's the problem. Contemporary hit radio is ridiculous, leading the industry right now in listenership. So it does seem to be working. It's counterintuitive. So those of you who think that your local favorite music radio station plays the same song over and over and over and over, you must not change the dial. That's why you keep hearing it. Come over to talk radio. Although Jason has played The Doors twice in 1 hour. Just kidding. Settle down. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.